Something stinks at United Site Services. The porta potty rental company has been circling the drain ever since a 2024 debt restructuring that was supposed to leave the company flush with cash. But thanks to the pungent mix of private credit and private equity, the company is left without a pot to piss in. What's up, guys? I'm Nobody Special, and it was just 2 days ago that I made this video about Pallet Company 4840 as an example of how the real economy is going down the shitter, largely because of two of the biggest pieces of economic excrement that's plaguing our economy, private credit and private equity. And then today we got this one in Bloomberg. Wall Street firms Fortress and Ares face total loss on portable toilet deal. Three Wall Street heavyweights are poised to suffer a total loss on a deal for a portable toilet company orchestrated by Platinum Equity, spotlighting the hazards of a controversial strategy that's gained traction across private equity. Fortress Investment Group, Ares Management, and Blackstone are among the money managers set to lose a combined $1.4 billion on United Site Services as Platinum prepares to hand control of the company to lenders, according to people with knowledge of the matter who asked not to be identified discussing a private transaction. So stop me if you've heard this one. A private equity firm, Platinum Equity, takes a stake in a company and then immediately begins to run the company into the ground, all of course while paying themselves handsomely. The banks won't touch this company because it's way too risky, but Wall Street firms pretending to be banks, otherwise known as private credit, make big loans to the company in an effort to pinch off the losses. And of course, when they're unable to do so, the entire loan gets written down, a 100% loss, leaving skid marks on their balance sheets. The funds were among the anchor investors in a so-called continuation vehicle that Platinum created in 2021 to buy USS from another of its private equity funds. The deal valued USS at $4 billion, allowing investors in the older fund to cash out roughly $2.6 billion. But it also left investors in the new vehicle with a concentrated bet on a portable toilet company, which was its sole asset. The unraveling of USS stands out as one of the most high-profile examples of how continuation vehicles, which give private equity firms the opportunity to monetize assets without an outright sale, can backfire. The deals have exploded in popularity in recent years amid a slump in deal-making and a lackluster environment for initial public offerings, the two main avenues for buyout funds to exit investments. And this is a perfect example of continuation vehicles, which is one of Wall Street's favorite ways to polish a turd. With a continuation vehicle, a private equity firm takes a company that they're unable to sell, mostly because they're afraid to find out what it's worth, and they place it in a new fund that's made up of money raised from new investors. And when they make the transfer, the money raised from the new investors is used to pay off the old investors. And if that sounds like a Ponzi scheme, that's only because that's almost exactly what a Ponzi scheme is. And of course, this continuation vehicle has left investors with the runs, and now they're facing a total loss. But the company has struggled to live up to the COVID-era hype that a return to in-person events would be a boon for its business. Higher interest rates, meanwhile, took a toll on both the construction market as well as USS's own balance sheet, where debt service costs continue to consume cash. An out-of-court restructuring of the company completed in 2024 failed to improve the picture after years of disappointing performance, partly due to difficulties in integrating a flurry of acquisitions. Platinum is close to a deal that will turn over the company to lenders, including Clear Lake Capital and Searchlight Capital Partners, possibly through a bankruptcy filing. So here you can see the company took a dump during COVID when concerts were shut down, which is a big source of their revenue. And of course, the slowdown in the housing market has also hurt their rentals. The restructuring was meant to shore up the company's finances, and so was the continuation vehicle. But after all of these efforts to hide the losses, investors just can't hold it anymore. And because there's always something good hiding in the last paragraph of any Bloomberg article, at the time of the 2021 deal, USS handled around 1 billion gallons of waste a year with over 360,000 portable restrooms.
That is one big pile of shit.
So long story short, private equity has racked up another victim, and private credit is once again stuck with the losses, 2 days ago, it was the Pallet Company. Now it's the Porta Potty Company. And just a reminder, it was only a few months ago that President Trump's executive order cleared the way for these alternative assets, such as private equity and private credit, to be parked in people's 401ks, even as these companies shit the bed one by one. And on a personal note, I'd just like to wish a very happy Thanksgiving to all you melonheads out there. I hope you all have a wonderful holiday. And in my family, it never fails. Every Thanksgiving dinner, it's just a matter of time before my father at some point asks somebody at the dinner table to please pass the C.M. agains. Till next time, live small and dream big.